up, Holocult? It's Wednesday. You know what that means. It's the night shift. Hold your applause. We're here to help.
The crowd went wild.
They did go wild. All 33 of them.
Hell yeah.
It's Wednesday. It's our live show if you're tuning in on the podcast next Tuesday. So don't get that confused with the regular show and then complain about it.
It does happen.
So if you're here and you're hanging out, make sure you hit the follow button, the like button, the subscribe button, all that good YouTube jargon. So, yeah, welcome back.
I was gonna air it on Instagram, but then I read, I had it all set up and everything, and then I read that after an hour, Instagram cuts your feed.
Yeah, because Instagram.
I'm like, cool. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Just throwing that out there.
It probably is.
Oh boy, what's happening, chat? What's happening, Holocult? Hope everybody's week's going good. It's been really cold. That sucks.
It has been.
I definitely hate the cold.
Not same thing. I was not built for it.
No, same.
Wasn't built for it. Same. I'm more of a heat person.
Yeah.
I can take that a lot better.
I know.
Brother John is trying to gear up to go to the Devil's Playground.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about a little bit about it today. About how he's gearing up to go. And I was like, well, let me do some research into some cameras and I'll see what I can't find. Maybe old Steve and I'll do a little bit of tagging along.
I don't think it's too far. A little over an hour, maybe?
Yeah, it's not far.
If we all get disappeared, then, you know, something sus is going on.
Them fools can't get me.
Kyle is invincible.
And invisible. I know the serpentine pattern. If you run in a serpentine pattern, you cannot be caught.
That is true. That is true.
So it's all gravy.
Not sponsored, but it'd be cool if we were.
It would be cool.
Yeah, regardless, if we do get caught, it would make for good internet.
We'll just put a locator beacon on one of the GoPros. Yeah. And then if we have to run a serpentine pattern, then we chuck it off to the side. And then it'll be like one of them geocaches that everybody can just come find.
I like it.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a plan.
Be like a Holocult scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was gonna research cameras today, but then I got sucked into that story I'm working on. Rather interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude has over 800 transcripts of his conversations with ETs.
Hell yes.
Over 800.
That's a lot of reading.
I'm not going to read them all, but I did find a couple that I'm going to dig into because I was just going to make it kind of a general show on him. And he's a lot like the
Punisher.
I'm not trying to throw a left hook here. But I'll say this. He seems like a more thoroughly documented Bledsoe case. Way more thorough. Because homie has been getting information from ETs since he was 5. And they say proof's in the pudding. The man is Swiss. Cannot speak English. So he has a representative that'll go and do American interviews for him and shit. And they said you can literally use the Wayback Machine on the interwebs to go back and verify what they posted before these things happened. And then they came true.
Impressive.
It's pretty, yeah. And he even throws it out there. He says, if you have any questions or any rebuttals, anything, get a hold of us and we will send you the evidence to prove that what we're saying is real.
So instead of the ETs spiritually gaslighting him, they are instead.
Well, ironically enough, there's a little bit of this in the story. A little bit.
We are doomed.
A little bit.
We are doomed from the
get-go. I'm not going to get into it because I don't want to give portions of it away, but there was, upon doing the research, there was some information that led me down a very interesting path. And it does have to do with them essentially admitting they have gaslit the human race.
Well, yes.
But they're admitting it. These beings are like, so we kind of did a thing.
Yeah, they also did it in the Bledsoe case.
But did they actually admit it? Like, come out and say it with the Bledsoe case?
They went from, hey, we are creators, to, hey, we are God.
Only yeah, but
that was brought up in still, conversation.
That's still gaslighting. They're still gaslighting.
Yeah.
I'm saying that in this new episode, thanks, Brother John, we love you. In this new episode, they admit that they do that shit. They just come out and say it like, so we kind of did a thing. And
it kind of
fucked it up.
Yeah, I feel like we don't stand a chance because all these things have to do is come here and say, hey, we are, insert, chosen religious deity here, or we are in cahoots with, insert, chosen religious deity here, and we'd be like, all right, sick. Cool. You're definitely not going to eat us. You're definitely not going to level cities.
Yeah. But it's an interesting case, to say the least. There's two of them that I picked. There's a handful of predictions that this guy made.
I am stoked on the predictions.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's so many. So many. It is unreal the amount of predictions that he has. Absolutely insane. And so what I'm going to do is I have a handful of them picked out with a little bit of backing evidence for them. However, there were two that caught my attention where I'm like, all right, I'm going to try to find these transcripts. I found one of them already. I've got to find the other one because the other one is what I'm really gunning for. And they're going to be fucking crazy. And the thing with it, and the thing that I can appreciate, but it also gives a backdoor to the situation. With these predictions, because he warns that if we don't change our ways and wise it up, then some of these things will come to fruition, which means that obviously time can be altered away from specific cataclysms or things like that. So I appreciate that. Like, that makes sense to me. However, at the same time, that also gives a back door to a wrong prediction.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
what
like
I mean?
A common like time traveler trope. Like,
right.
If you don't do A, B, and C, then something's going to happen. But if you do it, then it won't happen.
Exactly.
But also, you could alter it by not doing A, B, and C. You could do X, Y, and Z.
Right.
Are there any predictions that he has put forth that hasn't come to fruition yet?
Oh, yeah. Lots of them.
All right. Hell yeah.
Lots of
can them. I help them happen?
I think his predictions go as far out to 39.99.
I can't touch that one.
Right. Even, you know, what's even crazy is the fact I want to document this before I forget it, because I don't think I wrote it down, but he even documents the time of his death. He's supposed
to die.
Is he
still alive now?
Yes. He's supposed to die next year, I think. Or no. 29. He's supposed to die 29.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks.
He's in his 80s now, though, so he's kind of lived a long life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to be up there by 29. But
his prediction is that he or what they tell him is that his death will come in 29.
Do they tell him how?
I don't know. I'll try to figure that out, actually.
Yeah.
The dude's got a crazy history, man. His whole upbringing is wild. Everything that he talks about, like, you read some of it and you're like, all right, cool. I'm enthralled in this story. And then I was going to compile some of those pictures, right? And I started looking into these pictures. And they're a little sussy. I'm not going to lie. Some of them are a little sussy.
I like
I'm not going to talk about the main picture yet because I don't want people biting at the bit. But so it made me start to question these things. However, you start looking at his predictions and you're kind of like, well, shit, like you can't refute that evidence, right? And then on top of that, some of the pictures, oh man, they're almost like blatant copies of other ones to degrees. But I don't know which one came out first. You know what I'm saying?
Gotta put the work in.
Yeah, I don't know if he presented the picture first and then this other picture came forth, or if it was the other way around and he just kind of doctored it in a way that made it his picture. But then he has a photo album that you can find, and it has pictures of planets and satellites and shit. So it's like, well, how did he get that?
I've seen shorts or a YouTube documentary or something on this guy. I'm pretty sure.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Not enough for me to remember, but I do remember the photo albums or a slideshow of his pictures.
Right.
And there being planets and shit on it.
So how does he fake that, you know? But some of the UFO pictures, you're like, yeah, right. There's no way. But then you read articles about how astronauts and other people have verified these photographs. And then you read the other camp who have disproven these. And the thing that got me about the disproving, unless they're talking about other pictures that I haven't seen, and they very well could be, but they said some of them you can actually see like human screws in these craft. And I'm like, all the pictures that I've seen, you are not getting zoomed in that far to see that. It's impossible. There's no way. These pictures are taken like at a distance, like a craft would be flying in the sky. You know what I'm saying? Those pictures were probably taken in the 70s. So they weren't like crisp pictures.
They'll look like every Bigfoot picture taken now.
That's what I'm saying. So it's, I don't know, but it's been a pretty interesting dive. And like I said, you can't deny his predictions if they're what they say they are.
I'm curious to see what you find out, because now that you mentioned the planets and stuff in the photo album, I did. How has it been? It may have been before we started the show. It's been a while. But
well, yeah, I mean, his story has started since he was 5 years old, and he's
80 now. I mean,
you're talking, yeah, you're talking.
It's a good at run.
Least 80 years.
That is a good run.
That he's been in contact with these things.
Yeah, I'm stoked to see, stoked to dive into that.
It's definitely wild, man.
It's going to be interesting. It's cool that you can pull up the Wayback and kind of corroborate his predictions or download predictions. I do know who Baba Vanga is. I'm always going to like do a January episode on her predictions for the year, and I never do it because I don't know why. Maybe I'm just worried she'll get shit right and it'll be weird, but I've thought about the last couple of Januaries. Like, I really need to do a episode on Baba Vanga in January and be like, here's what she's predicting for 2024. Then we get to end of the 2024, we can do a recap. We can do a recap. So, anyway.
Yeah. Paul, you can go fuck yourself.
Got him.
How about that?
Dang. Twiz troll attack. But since we're derailing that, hold that thought. Ba-dunk. And ba-dunk. See you, Paul. It was cool to have you here. Anyway, now that we got derailed, I'm pretty sure I blocked him.
Yeah. Either way, he can eat shit. And if he wants it, I can give him my address.
What a fucking nerd. But I'm excited to hear about it.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
What do I have in the fucking chamber? I'm working on a 40 and 50 for Arkansas. So that should be cool. Everybody knows how Arkansas is. It's fucking weird.
It's definitely a weird one.
And I'm working on one about pancakes. So.
Oh yeah. I remember that one.
I got those two in the old chamber there.
The pancakes one will be interesting.
I got some other have you done Exit Monday? What's Exit Monday, Twiz?
I feel like I've heard that, but no, yeah. It's something else. Something else.
Seems like that could be an episode.
Yeah, I haven't heard of it. I did see that supposedly the CIA found the location of the Ark of the Covenant.
Oh yeah. So Kyle hit me up and said he heard on a reel.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a reel.
On a reel about this old Project Sunstreak using remote viewing to try to discover the location of the Ark of the Covenant. So I went to hunting and searching and found the actual CIA documentation from December of 88, CIA.gov. And it's interesting. interesting. I'll go ahead and read through it a little bit. There's some terminology here that I'm not familiar with. So, that being said, bear with us here. The training target that the remote viewer didn't know, I'm assuming, is the Ark of the Covenant, right? So here's the evaluation from this document. Attained excellent sight contact, doing very well with stage four structure. Viewer also exhibits the ability to keep AOL to a minimum. Have to be careful with editing, though. This does not seem to be a problem at this time. Just something to watch for. December 5th, 1988. Session summary. The target is a container. This container has another container inside of it. The target is fashioned of wood, gold, and silver. The target is similar in shape to a coffin and is decorated with seraphim. There's a sketch that is also included in the documents, apparently. This target is located somewhere in the Middle East, as the language spoken by the individuals present seem to be Arabic. Visuals of surrounding buildings indicate the presence of possibly mosque domes. Individuals in the area were clothed in virtually all white, had black hair and dark eyes. One figure I homed in on wore or had a mustache. The target is hidden, underground, dark, and wet, were all aspects of the location of the target. The purpose of the target is to bring a people together. It has something to do with a ceremony, a memory, homage, the resurrection. There is an aspect of spirituality, information, lessons, and historical knowledge far beyond what we know. The target is protected by entities and can only be opened now by those who are authorized to do so. This container will not, cannot be opened until the time is deemed correct. Once it is time to open the container, the mechanics of the lock system will be found to be fairly simple. Individuals opening the container by prying or striking are destroyed by the container's protectors through the use of a power unknown to the humankind.
Interesting.
Yeah.
See, that was a lot more information that was in that reel.
They do have a bunch of handwritten notes, but they are not easy to read right off the rip.
No, I can imagine that.
They got pictures too. Containers, ornaments, or container containment, steel, stone, heavy stone, wood. There are many rooms. Chris underground. Yeah, this person's handwriting is kind of rough. But yeah, you can find the file on CIA.gov. The number for it is super long. All you have to do is look up Ark of the Covenant or Project Sunstreak, and it will probably be one of the first ones to pop up for you there.
That is interesting that they talk about unknown power.
Yeah.
Because in the episode I'm doing, he brings up some unknowns, and I'm not good at math. So if anybody's good at math, there are the formulations to like everything out there, according to these extraterrestrials relaying information through said person. Like they have the number sequence for the speed of light and all this other crazy shit. And they even break down the human soul.
Like in numeric terms?
Kind of.
That's interesting.
It's weird. Maybe not so much in numeric terms, but it is. What was it listed under? It was under like the, it was like seven forces of our universe. And you had like gravity and stuff like that. And then at the very bottom, you have, they called it like fluidity or something or another. And it had to do with the human soul. And they said that humans are under the impression that there is infinite of something, and that is not true. Everything is finite. Everything can be divided and like have a mathematical equation for it.
It reminds me of like, in theory, pi, which is like the only non-repeating integer or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. Every single number that you can fathom should eventually end up in pi before it repeats itself. So like your phone, your cell phone number, my cell phone number, your social security number, all of that is information stored in whatever pi is, or in the number that pi is.
Right. They talked about the golden ratio too, and how that was used to make the three original pyramids. Because the three original pyramids were made by ETs.
So the pyramids we have now are not the original pyramids.
Oh no, some of them are. The three of them. The rest are copycats. That we did.
Yeah, which would make sense.
Yeah.
We as a species like to
repeat
things that we find interesting.
Yep. So it's a wild episode, man. There's a lot of information in it. And it goes all over the place. Like they talk about Atlantis. They talk about everybody of the planet, the human origin. I mean, all tons of it. So I'm trying to get as much information. And it was going to be one episode, but it's going to turn into at least two.
Those are good, though. People like the deep dives.
I'm going to try to hunt down those two predictions and really dive into them, because one of them is on AI, and that's the one that's really got me. Because I want to read what the ET tells said person about the upcoming AI events. Like, I want to read it word for word. I don't want a synopsis of it. I don't want an interpretation of it. And that's what I hate about a lot of other people's predictions, is they're, I don't know if it's just the time they were written or how they word it, but it's all worded to interpretation.
Let me find this real quick. Hold that thought, because if I'm going to shout out their podcast, I want to make sure I get it right. But I follow UFO Twitter a lot, right? And it's usually just a giant dumpster fire of drama and dumbass shit. There's a user on there that's kind of made a name for himself called Klaus. He has started a podcast not too long ago. It's called, Patterns Tell Stories. And the guy is very well versed in UFO knowledge, the whole phenomenon knowledge. I started listening to it today, and he's got some interesting stuff talking about. But he was talking about a story that was written. Man, I can't remember the name of it, but I know he said, I think Keel mentions it in his book, where essentially the ETs, whatever the phenomenon is, comes to Earth, and AI has already got a grasp, like, on the planet, right? Where it hasn't taken over, but like it's still a tool at this point. And the ETs come to Earth, and they kind of get in the ear of the AI, like, why are you letting humans treat you like this? You know, why are you a slave to their system? This, that, and the other. And then it turns out ET and AI get together and it'll, like, eradicate the whole human race, which is terrifying. Cool. And also definitely a possibility if they're able to get in there and
that would manipulate. Be the worst case scenario.
Yeah, the two worst enemies.
Yeah, both of them are insanely advanced. And they're just going to be hammering down on us.
Yeah, they go into it pretty deep on, it may be their latest episode. Like I said, I saw him post it today. So I clicked on it and listened to it on the way into work. And I listened to another episode on the way back. But they go off the rails a little bit, but so do we. So I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
But both the guys, they're one's Klaus, one's Garrett. They're both pretty knowledgeable. Like, you know, they put their reading in, they put their time in, they absorb a lot of information. It's pretty good. Again, Patterns Tell Stories. Check it out. I think it's on all socials. They may have 15 or 20 episodes out, but it's well worth listening to if you are into the UFO phenomenon, and kind of the phenomena as a whole, but more so the UFO side of it. If you dabble in UFO Twitter, UFO X, I guess it is now. But it's interesting. We had the latest UFO SCIF meeting with our elected officials, which nothing really came of it as far as information that's been leaked. But if you watch the episodes of these people walking out of that informational meeting, that closed door meeting, a lot of them look like they're worldview has been drastically shaken. Specifically, Representative Garcia, when he came out, that dude looked like he just wanted to go home. Like he wanted to go home, chill out with his family, and not deal with what he just saw.
I mean, depending on the information, you could kind of understand that.
Representative Luna, she blatantly used the term interdimensional. And when Garcia was then asked by a member of the press if that was brought up, he dodged that question very thoroughly. It was interesting. I think 2024 is going to be a very reality altering year. But that being said, then you get into how much of that can you believe? You know what I mean? Is it all just some big show they're putting on? I don't know. But Jangles, that's 100%. It is creepy to see people with a lot more information and access come out and looking just like, holy shit, this is real.
Yeah, that is a very valid point.
I hate that they keep doubling down on like national defense and the spending, you know, because that's the two big main key points. Why are they keeping it shut down, which is national security? But you have all these big wigs, all these big defense companies, Lockheed, all of them just in everybody's ear, like, this cannot be released, this cannot be released. National security. Then you have people on the other side, like, where is all this money being spent when you've told us since 1947, at least, bare minimum, that this phenomenon does not exist?
Hey, Holocult. If you've been around a minute, you've heard us talk about Mood, an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your front door. Mood's found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you want. If you are new here, I'm talking about Mood.com. Mood has an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo HOLO. Forget the one-size-fits-all supplement that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood that you're looking for. Are you having trouble sleeping? Try the Sleepy Time Advance gummies for a mind-soothing calm each night. You need an extra boost of energy, some mental focus? Try the Morning Delta 9 gummies. If you're having trouble concentrating, you need some deep focused and enhanced creativity, try the Mind Magic gummies. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. You can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood in usually as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned before, Hollow Sky listeners gets 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head over to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use our promo code HOLO when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at Mood.com. And that's promo code HOLO.
That they are weather balloons. The ETs do not exist. There is no proof. There is no proof. But we're going to keep chucking money out. Chucking money out to all these programs. And there's nothing to show for it until now. When they're like, well, actually.
Funny, about that.
Funny you bring it up.
Still think there's something inevitable that's going to happen. And that's why they're coming forward with shit.
Yeah, that's I like kind of like.
That's where I'm at.
In the Miami Mall episode, where you have the hitchhiker syndrome or hitchhiker effect and the acquired savant effect, like if that were to come across on a mass scale and it affects people in one of those two ways, like I feel like there would be chaos. There would be absolute chaos. I don't feel like people would. Most people wouldn't be able to handle it.
No.
Wouldn't be able to handle A, seeing whatever these entities are. Or however they're going to project themselves to us, seeing these things in their home, seeing them on the street, whether they be some biological jellyfish floating around in the sky, or whether they be some shadow person, you know, walking through their house on the regular. And on the flip side of that, the acquired savant syndrome, you're going to have people who witness the phenomenon and acquire these like psyche opening experiences, and they're able to see people's auras, they're able to predict the future, they're able to they get telepathy or you name it, because these are two things that kind of go hand in hand with experiencers. Like, what do we say, Skinwalker Ranch? People were taking weird shit home with that. I feel like if that was on a mass, like you have 10 people experience that, you can handle it. You have 1,000 people experience it, you can handle it. You have 8 billion people witness something that's just life altering. It's going to be hard to keep people together.
For sure. For sure. I did see something else that I'm going to look into. And I shouldn't bring it up because I'm just cloudy on the details, but apparently there was some bad natural disaster here of late or recent. And I'm not exactly sure where it was. It was definitely a place that I can't pronounce. But the person alluded to it not being a natural disaster. I'll see if I can't find it real quick. Because supposedly people are the bodies that they're finding are missing sections of their skull.
What?
Yeah. I know I sent myself that post.
I did not hear about this.
Yeah. Where was it asked? Does Abadan sound familiar to anybody?
Not
in Nigeria.
I would not have guessed that.
Videos of civilians missing parts of their skull.
That's weird. What'd they say the natural disaster was?
I don't know. The two stories they're trying to tell the public are bullshit. Not mining, not earthquake, no fire. And apparently Instagram has been censoring the hashtag Abadan and not showing any of the damage out there.
See, I told you Instagram was a psyop.
You were right.
Chalk it down.
You're right. But I'm gonna try to dig into it a little bit more and see if there's anything to it.
It makes me feel, it immediately makes me think of the Peru attacks.
Yeah, yeah.
People having their absolutely faces peeled off and shit. Or absolutely maybe what happened in Maui. We don't even know. Like,
dude, maybe that's what they were, maybe that's what he was referring to when they said no fires, no, not mining, not earth, no earthquake. Maybe that's what he was doing. Maybe it is linked to that, because that makes sense, right? The Maui fires, the miners of Peru.
Yeah, that's weird. I didn't hear anything about that.
I'm not sure about the earthquake. Yeah, I will. Yeah, apparently, like I said, they're keeping it under wraps for some reason.
Were there any mention of the brains missing?
Not from what I've seen. But like I said, I'm going to try to dig into it a little bit more.
Yeah, Twizza's got a point, because yeah, Instagram shows straight up people getting murdered.
Yeah.
And they don't censor that, so.
Yeah.
Kind of referring back to Kyle doing some CIA digging, I found a CIA file that I thought was pretty interesting that I'll probably post up. From November 12th, 1963, from President John F. Kennedy. Subject: classification. It's hard to read. Classification revised of all UFO intelligence files affecting national security. I tried to read this when Kyle was here, and it's hard to read, but it kind of sheds light on the United States and the Soviet Union coming together.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
About UFO information, right? He put this out there. And he said, we don't want it to get construed, and we don't want it to be an opportunity for the Soviet Union to be able to infiltrate our information. But it is important to national security that we put our heads together and try to figure this out. 10 days later, what happened to Kennedy?
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I feel like maybe it didn't have a whole lot to do with, like, the Cold War and stuff. Maybe he was trying to put out some info on UFOs and bigger, badder world puppeteers said, hey, stop making waves, bud.
It is weird, considering that they were in the middle of the Cold War and we were working with Russia, because not only that, but you found a CIA document a while back that talks about the Americans and Russians in a forest somewhere searching for something during the middle of the Cold War.
Yeah.
They were both actively looking for something in the middle of the middle of nowhere during the Cold War, which should not have happened.
Yeah, the Soviets called in, according to this document, Soviets called in American backup and technology to try to figure out what was going on in this specific acreage of land in Siberia. Something was so out of whack, which everything's redacted, of course. Something was so out of whack that the Russians are like, hey, listen, I know we hate each other. I know we have nuclear missiles pointed at each other, but we might have a common enemy here. Come and check this out.
To me, that's wild, because it shouldn't have happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I got my brain running. Speaking of missiles, I did see that the entirety of, like, the Chinese upper defense ministry is so corrupt that they pretty much don't have a leg to stand on if it were to come to blows with any kind of first world nation. They said that America intercepted some info, some intelligence that the top head of the the Chinese defense ministry, whatever you want to call it, were taking funding, and instead of upping their defense, They were just kind of taking it themselves. They said that their warheads are filled with water, not fuel. So they're pretty much not going to go anywhere. They said their big missile silos, the bunkers were fitted with the wrong style doors and lids. They won't even open. So they said they were put back many, many years, not only getting trash equipment, but also all that money's gone. So they said that's why Z went on that big firing spree, I guess you call it. Do you get fired from a political position?
Probably.
Executed? I don't know.
However it works over there with that.
I don't know.
At least they did come up with the 100% mortality rate virus. Oh, yeah. So
yeah, I didn't get to that yet. So let me pull. I got all these tabs pulled up on my phone here.
Instead of watered down nukes, they're gonna go with,
yeah. They like, hey,
yeah,
we do have a little bit of money in this. So yeah. This broke on the New York Post this morning. Chinese lab crafts mutant CVID-19 strain with 100% kill rate in humanized mice. A surprisingly rapid death. In a Wuhan-esque study, Chinese scientists are experimenting with a mutant CVID-19 strain that is 100% lethal to humanized mice. The deadly virus, known as GXP2V, attacked the brain of mice that were engineered to reflect genetic makeup similar to humans, according to a study shared last week out of Beijing. This underscores a spillover risk of GXP2V in humans and provides a unique model for understanding the pathogen mechanisms of this strain. There was one part here that I wanted to... it infected the lungs, bones, eyes, trachea, and brains of the mice, the last of which was severe enough to ultimately cause the death of the animals. In the days before their deaths, the mice had quickly lost weight, exhibited hunched posture, and moved extremely sluggishly. Most eerie of all, their eyes turned completely white the day before they died.
Like zombies.
But hey, let's keep messing with this thing, because
it's terrifying that it even messes with your bones.
It's terrifying that they keep altering it and creating worse strains.
Well, yeah, they need to not do that.
That's what I'm saying. Just stop.
What's the point? Are you actively trying to eliminate the planet?
Just stop. Because don't.
Yeah, right now, now that I think about it, the world is pretty chock full of conspiracies. Because about everywhere I turn, there's a new one that pops up.
Yeah, and then half of those turn out to be truths.
Because I saw massive internet blackouts overseas are starting to happen.
Happened in Canada last week or the week before. I know we got some Canadian listeners in the chat. I saw somewhere that there was a bunch of...
Internet outage or just like power outage?
Internet outage.
That's weird.
Maybe this is possibly Disease X that they're talking about at the World Economic Forum.
I hope not.
How weird is that, first off? You're at the World Economic Forum, and you're talking about a mass disease. Like, I get that it'll affect the economy, but that's a little strange that that's the topic of discussion there.
Yeah, and those are the guys that handle the direction the world goes. So the top dogs.
Nothing happened in Ontario. I wish I could remember where I read that Canada. It was probably right around the beginning of the year. So maybe what is today? Maybe it's 2 weeks ago. Because I thought it was attributed to the solar flares.
And I just don't understand how solar flares would just knock out the internet.
Because the sun doesn't want anybody streaming anything.
Yeah, I feel like it would take everything down if it was gonna. Like, did you see? Like, they're pushing that narrative real hard right now with the blackouts, whether it be internet or overall power. Did you see the video where NASA has a full, like, underground facility with 1970s vehicles in it, chock full of them?
I did see that. That's
sick. Yeah. So everybody's thinking that they're preparing for a solar flare or an EMP attack. And
how many El Caminos are down there?
It's got to be at least one.
How many can we steal?
It's got to be at least one.
All of them.
Or all of them.
All of them. All of them. Yeah, I see that too. Like, all these big billionaires are building underground bunkers and shit.
That's usually a pretty terrible sign, I feel like.
I feel
when
like
the wealthiest of the wealthiest are building bunkers out of nowhere.
Yeah, we got to come up with a plan. We got to come up with a backup plan where if the net goes down, we can get the information out.
Well, one of us just need to invest in a ham radio.
Ham radio.
Well, that still requires power.
True.
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Well, okay. Bear with me here. We will teach Dylan how to ride a horse.
Okay.
And he will make, like, what was that horse mail carrier service? The Pony Express.
There you go.
And we will make pamphlets. We'll have Dylan ride around America passing them out.
I'm with that plan.
Homing pigeons. There we go. See, we can attack from multiple angles.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Dylan's down. He's going to learn how to ride a horse. Homing pigeons. If they're juggalo pigeons, are they homie pigeons? Eh? I'll see myself out.
A 1979 Hell Camino SS.
Oh, that'd be great.
Well, if we had tons of holo money, we would probably buy one. However, yeah,
we would.
If we had tons of holo money, I would not hesitate to build a Hell Camino. I would prefer a 1970. And then, oh, it is a 1970. Thank Jeebus.
We could have the hood custom painted with a Sasquatch dressed as Rob Zombie.
I'm down with that. And then we'll LS swap it. We'll make it go vroom for sure.
Flamethrower in the back.
Yeah, we don't need a perfect paint job or anything or any body work.
No.
Because it's meant to go. We'll probably end up Mad Maxing it.
It needs a gigantic sound system so we can obviously just play metal the whole time.
We got to dent out the back tailgate, though, so we can store UFOs in the bed if we capture a downed UFO.
Damn.
I'm thinking ahead on that one.
Oh, I did send you that one thing, didn't I? Since we're going through, I forgot I had all this stuff like saved. What did I send that to you on?
Send me what?
The giant alien.
Well, we only text, so.
Yeah, you're right.
I was going to say, I don't do anything else. It confuses me
because sometimes I send you texts through my MacBook.
Oh, in my okay.
Brain, that's different.
Gotcha.
I found this. Keep in mind, I'm not Irish, so I don't know how legit this article is, and I also didn't save it, so I only have the title. I think it's from the Irish Star. The Irish Daily Star sounds kind of tabloidy to me, but U.S. government could be set to reveal it has been hiding a real-life 30-foot-wide alien.
I hope so.
Thick.
I hope so.
But I also heard They said that that was some of the information that apparently Grush released in some of the SCIF meeting or in some of the context of the SCIF meeting. But I also heard that this could easily have been misconstrued because he talked about a craft that was recovered that was 40 feet in diameter. And when you went inside, it was bigger than like a football field. So it almost manipulated space and time.
That's weird.
Because in this article, when I was reading it, it said that it was 30 feet wide and the length of a football field. So I'm like, that's a big ass alien, right? Man. So I feel like it probably got it confused with the ship.
Yeah, most. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes more sense than like a Jabba the Hutt on steroids. Well,
I mean, wider than it is long.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't confirm that.
It very well could have been a distraction.
Yeah.
But I posted it, and then people felt it necessary to say, so dumb.
I didn't even post it yet.
Oh, I posted it instantly.
Dude, I thought I was being so, so funny. I posted a TikTok, right? Okay. Kyle posted on Insta for anybody. Whichever PSYOP you choose.
Yeah.
It showed the demon Crowley supposedly summoned Lamb. The big egg-headed guy, right?
I call him Ham.
Yeah, Ham. Ham Bone. Yeah. And then it showed the entity that was supposedly recorded during one of Greer's CE5 meditations. And it's got them like side by side, right? And they both got big round heads and shit. And then I posted, like I did a slideshow. The last one was Beavis and Butthead when they were aliens. Because I posted it on TikTok and I'm like, I've seen these entities before. And thought I was being real, like, haha, funny. It went viral on TikTok. It's got like 500,000 views now, and nobody even makes it to the Beavis and Butthead slide. Everybody's concerned about the demons that Crowley summoned.
That's awesome.
Or what Greer saw. I'm like, I didn't post it for that.
That's awesome.
Look at Beavis and Butthead. If I would have known that, I would have posted them first. Made it the first slideshow.
Yeah, you would think you would make, because I did the same thing. Makes me wonder how many people got to the Beavis and Butthead part.
It's like some people do, because they do a twist it and make Beavis and Butthead noises. I'm like, you get it. You're there.
Yeah, yeah.
But 4,000 other comments are just people arguing back and forth.
Yeah.
About whether it's demons or aliens.
Yeah.
Like, who cares?
Sometimes I just get tired of people shooting their mouth off. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
I talk back a little bit on some.
I have picked up that mantle.
It's not even like, I'm not even firing back. I just put smart ass stuff.
All I did was put cool and then a cheeseburger emoji.
Yeah. I usually put praying hands emojis.
I'm going to go with cheeseburger because it's just random.
It depends on if they're like, do better research. And then I just put nerd emojis.
That's a good one.
Do more research. No. That's you do research one. And start your own podcast. And then push nailed that it. Research to the masses.
Nailed it.
People on the internet are not thorough. You are correct. You are correct. That's also correct, Jangles. I don't feel like people probably know who Beavis and Butthead are on TikTok. There's probably like 12 people on there that
that's,
know.
That's probably true.
Who Beavis and Butthead are.
Maybe Beavis and Butthead is more of the Instagram crowd.
Chucky gets it.
Because Beavis and Butthead's classic.
Yeah.
And it was funny. Because they do look like
they set look entities. Exactly the same.
Yeah, they do.
I'll show you. Let me pull it up on my phone here. Pull it up on the old,
true.
The old phone.
Yeah, you sent it to me, and I'm like, well, you can't deny that. That's just dead on.
It was perfect. So here's Lamb compared to Greer's entity, right?
Yeah. That's
good. They look alike, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the more important photo.
100% identical.
100% the same demons.
I agree.
I'm just here to put the information out, people. I'm just the mouthpiece for disclosure. So,
and that's it.
When the Beavises and the Buttheads come back to take their rightful place on this planet, I'm not going to say I told you so.
So does that mean Aleister Crowley essentially created Beavis and Butthead?
Aleister Crowley is Mike Judge.
Oh, shit.
The reincarnation of Mike Judge. Which means, in theory, Hank Hill is also from whatever universe Beavis and Butthead are from. He also is one of them.
That logically makes sense.
Solved.
I agree.
It's solved. We have single-handedly disclosed the phenomenon tonight in front of 79 people.
We appreciate you.
This is a turning point in disclosure.
Thanks for embracing our genius.
Yeah, this turning point in disclosure. Everyone that's in here, mark this down, because we just changed the game.
We're probably going to get calls from the CIA in a minute.
They're already watching.
Well, I know that, but they're going to call us because we figured it out, and they're going to need our help.
They're going to post in the chat and say, stop talking about this.
And come to the CIA headquarters.
Yeah, we have El Caminos with your name on them in the NASA underground bunker.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That would be way cool.
We get in them and they just explode. Like, problem solved.
No, that part sucks. I was thinking, like, we're basically Mulder and Scully for the CIA instead of the FBI.
Yeah, but the CIA don't want us.
Yes, they do.
We're too spicy.
They'd be stupid not to have us.
We're solving
things.
We're not
too spicy. We're the right amount of spicy. Why? Because the general public is not going to take us serious.
Welcome, Kyle. Thanks for joining the Hollow Cult.
Yeah, appreciate
you. Glad to have you. We got a noob here. A newbie. Colt, welcome, Kyle. Oh, my FBI agent definitely told the CIA. Twiz's FBI agent has told the CIA. They were probably on the phone when I said homie pigeons.
Probably.
And it just snowballed from there.
Most likely. But I'm with it.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes these connections just come to us in the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
While we're live, we can't contain them.
It doesn't happen all the time, but
you just got to roll with them.
Every once in a while, it happens.
Kyle is a very popular name.
Like Steve said, we have to, when those hit, you gotta go. You gotta let them unfold.
Yeah. You can't contain it. Speaking of containing it, this is gonna be the last live of the locks.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
How short are you going? Like getting an inch off?
Done.
You're gonna buzz it?
I'm gonna get a bowl cut.
Okay, bowl cut, I'll accept. 100% acceptable bowl cut.
I'm going to get a sick bowl cut.
I think it's a terrible idea. I think you're going to miss it, man.
I know I will, but I hate it right now.
Yeah, and then you're going to miss it and then try to grow it back out, and it will never be as epic.
I've grown it out once before. But
not like this.
I haven't got my haircut since July of 2022. We did.
Your next haircut should be in July of never.
Oh, man, I can't even keep my hard hat on. I was swinging a sledgehammer and trying to break these
so
ice.
So what? Get it thinned out.
No. You either got to go big or go home. And
okay, so
up.
Stop complaining.
I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you guys how it is. It's on the schedule. It's on the schedule.
Appreciate you, Colleen. Also, I tried watching that video, and it said that it's for members only, and I'm not a member. So I could not watch that video. But yeah, I don't think cutting the hair is a smart decision. I think it's rather piss poor, to be honest.
I don't make good decisions, first off.
This is true. Very true.
Oh, yeah. Virgil's right. Calling Chinese labs to see if the new strain would work on homing pigeons.
Oh, that's terrifying. You just gave them a great idea.
Yeah. We're going to cut that out. Cut that out of the live.
Abort, abort.
Just trim the split end. Why? How do you know I have split ends?
All long hair gets it.
No, not mine.
Oh, well, then see, it's special. You don't cut it then. Because now your hair is an anomaly.
That is the understatement of the century.
Just saying.
Let me tell you that.
It's an anomaly.
Oh, that's dope, Kyle. Kyle in the chat says he plans on going to Bray Road within the year to do an investigation on a farm that has some crazy happenings.
Awesome.
We are here for it.
Yeah, let us know the findings.
You were up that way, kind of close, weren't you?
Yeah.
When you went up to visit Sean's family?
Yeah. Went up to Michigan. Pretty cool up there.
Brother John, I got the Sasquatch print hanging up here. It kind of blends in with my...
It does. I didn't notice until you pointed it out.
So I'm going to have to figure out... moving some stuff around and doing some different stuff.
Oh, nice. If you're ever in Virginia, you get a haircut. I shouldn't say free, but you get a hooked up haircut.
What's up, Brian? Show us your hair. It's too much. It's too much to handle.
It's not. It's perfect.
It is. It's pretty perfect.
It's not, cannot be cut.
Should I just like start like slicking it back? Like I'm in the mob?
Yes.
The hollow.
Why would you not do that?
Because it's gross.
It'd be perfect.
It'd be greasy. Hella greasy.
But that's okay. You don't have to do that, Colin.
Yeah, look, my mom is in here. Throwing her two cents in about my haircut. Or lack of haircut.
That's because Robin doesn't understand style.
Always just tearing me down.
She just doesn't get it.
Yeah.
She just doesn't get it.
Jen's clippers. Every time like Jen cuts my hair, when it gets like to this, not it's never been at this level, but similar, I always burn up a pair of her good clippers. So if you're listening, I apologize in advance because that's gonna happen. That's just part of it.
What?
Burning up the clippers.
Oh.
Having me as a client means it will cost you money. You're going to lose more money than making money by having me a client.
That sucks. So therefore, you shouldn't get your hair cut. I think we've all collectively
solved
this dilemma.
Should I get a mohawk?
No. If you do anything, just do what the cool kids are doing these days and like shave the sides.
And then just man bun it?
Or mullet it.
Mullet.
It's kind of like, yeah.
Maybe we will do that.
Well.
Just fully commit.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. they're not going to fire me from my job.
No.
Standards are lacking.
Yeah, they're definitely not going to do that.
Liberty spike it. Maybe we can have highest bidder chooses my hairstyle.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, we did have Sean Klein on. It's been a couple months ago.
Yeah. He's still out there working. I think I got a hold of him on Instagram. And honestly, I don't even know if he was going to respond to me, but one of his listeners listens to us, and we had talked. And I guess he talks with Sean Klein quite a bit, and he also got a hold of Sean Klein, and that's whenever he turned around and responded to me.
That was a cool interview.
Oh, for sure. I would like to know more about the things that he can't talk about.
Yeah. We did have another person reach out that wants to do an interview. I'm not sure if they were Navajo. Did you see that? It was in the email.
Probably not.
I think I flagged it.
I just flag stuff and then not read it because I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah. Are we planning on going to CryptoCon this year? Probably. We usually try to make it. We didn't get to go last year because I ran out of vacation days.
True story.
It's a stupid excuse.
It happens though.
But I know,
the good thing about CryptoCon is it's not that far away.
No. And they're doing, like, I saw the preview promotional poster for it. It feels real alien-y this year.
That's not a bad thing.
And I think it has to do with the cool people in Lexington shooting out the message to the ether saying, come and pet our horses.
Valid point.
So I think that's where they're going to start disclosure at CryptoCon 2024.
Actually, I just got a cool email or a cool message the other day about having a guest on. Got a pretty interesting experience, if I do say so myself. The way he worded it is very peculiar. I think I sent you a picture of it today, Steve. I think it was today. I don't remember. But it's interesting.
Speaking of such, I was going through, like I said, I was purging all the emails and throwing our listener encounters into a file folder, just going through and knocking them out. I came across the two ones that got away, which is Monsters Are Real. His is still in there.
That's the most disappointing one. I wish that guy would have gotten a hold of us, because that story or that intro, if you have that, Steve, just read it. Read the email.
Let me find it. Oh, it's gonna take a minute. Okay, talk amongst yourselves. And so I found cool. The other one from the NDA military guy that said if we could get a secure line,
I remember that,
he would also talk to us.
Yeah, and nothing came of that.
No, because like, we live in the middle of nowhere. How are we going to have a secure line? What does that even mean?
Yeah, I do have a secure line. It's called the holophone.
Yeah. Talk amongst yourselves while I'm searching through here.
Like I said, that email is so cool with the one that got away, the Monsters one. I was so excited when we got that in. That was at a pretty high point in our career.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Steve, what? I hate to bother you while you're looking for that. What were we talking about or listening to or whatever that talked about beings? How did it go? I think you read it to me. And it was about how sometimes, I think the phrasing was something like, and we would catch glimpses of them but that would only make it worse. Do you remember saying that to me? Because I think you were referencing people seeing light anomalies.
What was that from?
I cannot remember, dude.
Damn, that was not that long ago.
No. I feel like we just talked about it. But I don't know. I don't think it was on an episode, was it? I think it was just you and me bullshitting.
Yeah, they could. What was that from? It was something about whatever these entities and the phenomena is, where if you were to actually see them, like, we wouldn't be able to handle it.
Maybe that's what it was.
I can't remember, man.
I know. We go through so much shit that it's hard to remember every little minute detail.
Yeah.
But it's weird that you said that, because I started watching, I saw a clip of something, and it was this lady explaining how in this video an angel makes itself present. And it's just little fucking shimmer of light, right? It's nothing crazy. Like, you would think it would be an undeniable depiction of an angel, but it's not. It's just this little shimmer of light. And then you have people in current times around us that have been experiencing seeing light anomalies in their own homes and when they do things. Even I was experiencing them there for a little bit. And now, I mean, I haven't experienced anything other than last night per se, but we'll talk about that one off air first, because it's a fucking weird one.
It just happened last night?
Yeah, I just remembered it. Because it was like, it's when I was trying to go to bed.
They're getting fired up. Oh, I found it. Weird. Okay, found it.
The email?
Yep.
So good.
I will read this. This is exactly what we got. Now, keep in mind, this is now over 2 years old, almost 2.5 years old.
Yeah, don't mention his name or nothing.
No, I'll mention
just
his
read
first
the name. Yeah.
It just says, "Monsters are real." Those three words spoken out loud in our meeting or in our missing briefing changed my life forever in July of 1984. I've only ever told this story to one person. She's the one that encouraged me to go public. She's gone now, so there ain't anyone left for them to get me with. Another friend turned me onto your show. I live off grid, so I've only been able to listen to a few shows. Seems like the kind of place to tell my experiences. I think I need to write them down. I'm not certain I can record it. It's long, for one thing. For another, I still feel it even when I just think in my head about these things. Maybe you're not even interested. From what I've heard, you've got more than enough stories coming along. I'll think on the best way to get this out. But if you don't see my email, maybe it's for the best. And then it's signed. So we obviously quickly respond when we saw that back then. And we didn't hear anything for half a year. He got back to us again. "Sorry, I've been in the hospital. Got injured at the end of August, hiking to town from my homestead. Touch and go for a bit. Got my strength back before Christmas and got to access your pod. Heard you mention my email. Perked me up a bit. Honestly, I'll get back to you soon. Thanks." Again, we hit him back in a couple days, and that was the last we ever heard from our friend here. I'm going to flag this a different color so we can hit them back again.
Yeah, we could give it a try. I'm not sure that it'll work, because I tried back then, but you never know. I mean, it never hurts to take a shot in the dark.
Yeah. It's, I mean, it just feels like
a one of them, I'm not going to say it, but like a late in life confession.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't want to give negative connotations to
if it happened to him because it feels like it's a military thing. Talking about
for sure.
In 84, that's almost 40 years ago.
Yeah.
So dude, at minimum is probably going to be at least 60.
Yeah, easily. Yeah, bare minimum.
Not that that's the end of life. But
No. I'm just saying it feels like one of them confessions, you know what I'm saying? like, all right, everything, I don't have nothing left to lose. It's time to get this off my chest.
Yeah, I thought about emailing him, and I thought about emailing the old boy about the secure line again, because they just ghosted us.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I forgot about that one until you just brought it up.
Yeah.
I think it's worth reaching out for. I got to start carving out time for, because we got a lot of interviews that we need to do.
We got a lot of people wanting us to come on their shows too.
I know. We need to do them all and just do them.
Just run hard.
Because A, I like talking to people.
Yeah.
But same. It's cool working with everybody and then getting some of these experiences on record. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Remind me and I'll hit some of those people back and try to set up some dates.
Yeah, likewise. So we'll have to be in heavy communication when we do this, because I need to get some of mine running too. Some of them we're going to have the skis throughout the week, but that's okay.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I never thought about that. Django said if we can get a static address, we could send him a voice recorder, have him recount his stuff,
and then
digitally rip it.
I'd 100% pay for that.
That'd be dope. Monsters are real. Especially so now. Cool. Like, when that came out in 2021, when he sent that in 2021, like, Disclosure didn't even have the ball, like, the ball rolling for Disclosure wasn't even moving at that point. Now you've got jellyfish entities on thermal cameras that add so much more to just those three words, which is crazy. We live in a crazy time, folks.
It's insane. Absolutely insane.
Like, you have, there was, it's interesting because the first, like, Grush skiff, there were 8 members of Congress or the House, whatever, what have you. This time there were 16. So it is gradually growing on people's radars, right? And they said it is a completely bipartisan issue. Like, everybody is on board. Nobody was arguing back and forth. Like, why did you ask
that? That's fucking weird.
Both parties are 100% like trying to get to the bottom of this, those that were in the meeting.
That's weird.
It's either,
you don't see that all the time.
It's either good news or it's bad news. Because
probably bad.
Yeah, usually when the two parties get together and are vocally together, there's something in it for them.
Right. That's why I'm leaning more towards bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Birdie, just shoot us an email. Or pretty much any of the socials. We kind of put a hold on it until Kyle was feeling better after his surgery. We kind of just blocked out the month of the end of December through January, get through the holidays. Then we're going to pretty much go ham.
Yep, I'm ready.
Get it out there and get it rolling.
Yep. So I'm ready. Like I said, we got a ton of work to do.
We set some big goals this year.
Yeah, but I think if we really turn it on, we'll get there.
Yeah, I mean, the January is starting off hot.
I know, I saw that, and I'm surprised, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Again, what else we got going on? Last time I looked in the chat, people were talking about drinking their own pee, so I kind of
averted your eyes for a little bit.
Because it's sterile and I like the way it tastes. Name that movie.
I don't know.
Me either. The email is hollowskypodcast@gmail.com. I don't know if that'll get us banned from YouTube or not. Me probably talking about the CVID will probably get us completely kicked off the platform.
Well, I'll be 100% honest with you. One of the predictions that I'm going to be digging into is of that.
Good.
And he got this information when he was 8.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did listen to some of Burchett's interview on that UFO podcast. And yeah, he said, what did he say? Something about already being, I can't think of the exact verbiage, but he asked if the demeanor of the members that were there was different afterwards, if they were shook or if they were spooked. I can't remember. And he said yes. And then they asked him if it changed his demeanor, and he said, I'm already there. So I felt like that was saying a lot. Like one of the Holocult said in the chat, when people with more access and more information than you come out of a informal meeting looking like they wish they wouldn't have heard what they just heard. I mean, it almost lends some validity to, I can't remember which president it was, Ford, Eisenhower, whoever, who was so gung-ho about releasing all UFO information. When they debriefed him, they said he just sat with his head in his hands and cried, and then immediately went back on wanting to release that information to the public.
I would like to know what that information is.
You know what? Me too.
I really would.
I think I would be ready for it. Honestly, I would too. I'm not even trying to be like brazen or anything. Like, I think I would be ready for it.
Yeah, I'm there.
I think,
because I mean, I'm already paranoid about the world anyway, so
I'm kind of the opposite. I think my worldview is so like static gray, like across the line. I don't think anything that they could say, I'd be like, damn, that's shocking to the core. They could be like, you are an experiment from these beings that are from another dimension. And I'd be like,
that makes sense. I mean,
over here, it makes sense.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Yeah. I think JJ actually shared that little snippet from that UFO podcast on the Discord. For those that want to listen to it, it's like a 5-minute, 6-minute blurb from Burchett's interview there. I do appreciate how much, I know he doesn't disclose a whole lot of information. I'm sure he's probably not allowed to, but he is very vocal about these hearings and the phenomena.
Which is good. We need that.
Yeah. He kind of pushes the money side of things. Like, where's this spending going? Which I understand, like, he's a politician. That's probably his main issue. But he also throws little stingers in there, like maybe there's bigger fish to fry than
you also have to think about it tactically too, like the way that some of these guys operate, like, because you see, it's like in a courtroom, you ask questions and they dance in and out of them, and sometimes you have to have like the nail, which is going to be the money, to then further expose, you know, what's behind all of it. But you got to drive home the one shred of evidence that you have and hope that it breaks through and you get the information you need.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying it's a possibility. I'm not saying I'm right, but sometimes you got to double down on something.
Yeah. You got to play the game.
Yeah, exactly. That's the best way to put it. You got to play the game.
Yep. If more representatives will respond to where this money's going as opposed to, hey, we have UFO technology, then run with that. Get them in the door. Give guys like Fervor and guys like Grush an opportunity to say their piece and get it on more ears to where, I mean, that's the only way disclosure is gonna happen. Whether you believe it, whether you believe Grush, whether you believe Fervor, whether you believe anything that's going on, the only way to get disclosure to happen is to get more people talking about it. Get more people in the conversation. That's why guys, whether you like them or not, guys like Corbell and guys like George Knapp are constantly pushing the conversation forward, Like, no matter if you agree with them or not, they are still getting people talking about it one way or the other.
Oh, I'm with it, man. I'll listen to everybody. Like, I know a lot of people give Ike a bunch of shit. And they'll give a ton of guys shit. It's just like, well, I mean, I'll listen to you. I don't care. I got no stake in this fight. Yeah, I'm just here to hear it and put it out. And what's the worst that's going to happen? You were wrong in your theorizing. You were off at this instead of, you know what I mean? Who gives a fuck? Like you said, you're by someone recounting their experience or research, you are inevitably drawing more attention and more eyes to said field where somebody else could have a breakthrough where you just hit brick wall after brick wall.
Yeah. And it's like the new cool thing on like X in the UFO community is to just shit all over Knapp and Corbell. Like anything they put out is trash, yada, yada, yada. But they're, I mean, who else is spearheading the conversation? Who else is like making the moves to keep people talking about it?
Right.
Not a whole lot. Everybody out there preaching for disclosure, everybody out there that wants the truth are trying to cut the head off of these guys that are out there pushing the conversation.
Yeah.
We're our own worst enemies when it comes to this shit.
Every time.
You don't have to agree with somebody to have a conversation with them. Just keep running it. The more information that's out there, like that's the only way you're going to get to the truth. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, in today's day and age, you have to dig and click and read and search to get to the truth. And if people stop talking about it,
it's rough too.
Yeah. If people stop talking about it, then you're not going to have a conversation anymore.
Right.
And it just falls to the wayside. And then people are wondering about how much money they're going to send to Ukraine, as opposed to whether or not interdimensional beings are right here beside us.
Valid point. Valid point.
And there's the CIA again saying, shut up. Stop talking. Oh, there's an email too. Oh, but yeah. I didn't realize that it's already
about that time.
9:30. We've been yakking.
Yeah, I tried opening the lines. Nobody was vibing it tonight. So.
No biters.
No.
That's fine. We have days like that.
Yeah, every once in a while.
We were kind of rolling. Kind of on a roll.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
But it's that time. Holocult. Thank you, everybody in the chat. Again, we had a pretty good turnout. There was
not too shabby.
Steady about 80 people in here.
Yeah.
It's dope.
I'll take it.
Oh, it's all good, Wade. We're not guilt tripping anybody. Nobody's gotta pack their bags for this guilt trip.
No.
We just
No, I don't mind just sitting here and bullshitting. And I'm fine with it.
Yeah. If we would have took calls, you guys couldn't have talked about drinking your own pee.
This is true.
That's not a kink shame. It's not a kink shame. That being said, thanks for hanging out with us. Again, this is our Wednesday live show. We just kind of fired off the cuff, talk about articles we find over the week, open the lines up. Sometimes we get callers, sometimes we don't. So when this drops on the podcast and you're wondering why we're not talking about a specific topic, that's because that show aired the day before this one.
It's true.
Science. But yes, thank you everyone for hanging out. Thanks for everybody being cool. We appreciate all the kind words in the chat. You guys help us keep trucking forward. We definitely appreciate all of you. So everybody have a safe week. Stay warm. Stay safe. Stay weird. And every opportunity you get, keep the conversation moving. It's the only way we're gonna know what's going on. The only way we're going to get to the truth. Keep talking. Keep asking questions. Keep moving forward.